Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Hey, we've got a big sale coming up at the end of the month with St. James Church. That means Karen Haslam is here in studio. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Now, I did love you did arrive.
In my house coat.
We should get a photo of you with the house coat.
You should indeed. Yes, yeah. I'm sure the blackmail money will be worth it.
Well, Karen, we've got a big event coming up, and it's being described as just a bit later.
Yes, it is. We had the election. Easter was late, and so instead of the end of April making it rush, 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 the conveners decided to move it to the end of May, and we're hoping that people are not coming out in the rain and yeah. The weather's warmer too. Yeah,
it's the variety sale, which is coming up for Thursday, May 29th and Friday, May 30th at St. James Church. This is always a huge event. How's it working?
Well, we never know whether this will be the last one or not, because our members are aging. Don't tell them I said that. Everyone but me, okay? And the minister on Sunday announced it as the chaos is coming. I guess he's seen the church while we make everything ready. We work from Monday, the 26th, right through to Wednesday, and we set everything up, the tables. We take community donations. This year, we've asked them not to bring anything over 75 pounds because 75-year-old ladies can't pick up that much weight. So the community drops off their givings and their contributions. And then Thursday, we open from 7 to 9, big, big sale. Lots of people, and that's just great. And then Friday, we're changing the times a bit again just to accommodate those who help us. And the times then on Friday are 10 to 2. And they're breaking it up into a couple different sessions, but it'll be 10 to 2.
All right, perfect. So it's happening Thursday, May 29th. That gets underway at 7 p.m. And then it's Friday, May 30th, getting underway at 10 a.m. And can folks still drop off donations?
Yes, we this year we're welcoming donations to the sale and donations of help. As I said, some of our ladies are getting a little older. So if anyone wants to come and help us and enjoy the fun, I have called this the biggest social in the church, okay? Because it is. We provide lunch. Oh. We visit. High school students can come and help because we give them the hours according to their program at the high school. And it's just a lot of fun. If anyone wants to join us, we'll be open 9 o'clock every morning, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Nice.
And they can drop anything off starting now. We've got the table set up.
Yeah.
We're ready to take it 9 to 12 anytime now till the day of the sale.
Perfect. We're looking forward to it. And the money's raised.
The money stays in the community, and that's what's so nice. We raise a lot of money. You know, the last time we had the sale, it was right after the COVID, the first time we had the sale after COVID. I had people coming up saying, thank you for having this. Thank you for doing this. They were from the community. They were people who came to our food bank saying, we so appreciate it. We give them coupons. It's not about the money for the church. It's about where the money goes, you know. Mm-hmm. It goes out to the Stratford Community Meals. We've done some Huron Church Camp, the Stratford Music Festival. Children's Aid gets money for swimming passes. We've supported Rotary Hospice, the Prime and World Relief Fund, Liturgy. There are many things within the community that St. James is very involved in and gives generously, not only money, but our time.
Yeah.
It's spent a lot of our members spend a lot of time out there in the community.
Oh, without a doubt. So again, make sure you're there. St. James Variety Sale, that is Thursday, May 29th and Friday, May 30th. We'll share the details on our socials. And should also mention, you've got a plant sale set to go this Saturday.
Correct.
Saturday, May 10th.
Correct. We have a lovely plant sale. People give their cuttings and things like that. Our volunteer gardeners take some out of the garden, and they have a lovely plant sale set up on this Saturday. And I apologize, I don't know the time, but I do know it's early.
It is early, 8 a.m. through till 10 a.m. It is early, early. I'm sure Karen will be there at 7 o'clock.
Perfect.
So anything else, Karen? Again,
no.
It's the variety sale. We're getting ready for that.
Yeah, thank you very much for doing this, Jamie. I mean, you're just this station is a wonderful community station, and that's what we like. That's what we're about, community, and you're about community.
Bet.
So thank
you. And again, with St. James Church, and again, hats off to St. James, because you're doing so much outreach, so many community projects, including the people that give their time for Christmas Day. We mustn't forget about that.
No, that's right.
Like, that is amazing.
We do a Christmas dinner for those. And it's not just, you know, down and out. It's if you're alone at Christmas, do you know how many single old women there are in the community?
Yeah. And so Christmas Day,
it is
too.
Christmas Day. There are people who come and give their time and provide a full Christmas dinner. It's Yeah, it's a nice thing. This year we're going to do the spooky towers again, which the kids love. They go up the towers. Oh. I'm not sure. We're doing some renovation on the towers. Hopefully that will be another thing we can do this year. And Tom Patterson, our deacon, is very involved in outreach, and he's very involved with St. Paul's. They have the Connection Center there for homeless, and for they provide showers, things that are not done. They provide assistance in getting a room or getting help. They have washers and dryers. They have things that help those that don't have those things in the community.
Yeah, absolutely.
A very good church to belong to.
You bet. St. James Anglican Church, it's the variety sale. And as mentioned, the planned sale is set to go this Saturday as well. We'll share the details on our socials and mystratfordnow.com. I'll look for Karen Haslam in her house coat for the variety sale and maybe for the planned sale too.
Holding lilies.
Thanks, Karen.
Thanks, Jamie.